All across California, fields of almond orchards are white with blossoms and bees actively pollinating the crop. But our next story isn't about the pollination process. It's about how Californians actually say almond. FM 89's Ezra David Romero reports there's a long-running debate over the way the word is supposed to be pronounced.
Jenny Holtraman is an almond farmer in Kern County, but she doesn't grow almonds.
I farm almonds.
Aren't those the same thing? Yes, but not quite, says Holtraman, who grew up in Northern California.
Yep. Almonds. You say almonds, you live down here.
I do. I am a rarity down here.
Yeah, you're like a weirdo.
Yes, everyone knows I'm a transplant whenever they hear me say almond.
Holtraman married an almond grower after college and moved to Wasco onto her husband's family farm. In this area of the state, she often hears growers snicker about the way Northern Californians say almond.
Whenever I go to an almond board meeting, you can always tell where they're located by what they say. So you'll go down the table and people will be talking about almonds or almonds, and you'll be able to know that farmer must be from north or that farmer must be from south.
When I asked her why she says almond, she had no clue. Her family has always said the word that way. In fact, every farmer I chatted with for this story had a similar answer and the same joke. Here's UC Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor David Dahl, who's the go-to guy for the crop in the state.
Farmers often tell you you call it an almond on the tree and an almond on the ground because you shake the L out of it.
Dahl says he has no definitive answer to why Californians pronounce the word so differently from each other, just that most of the growers who live north of the Merced-Modesto area call almonds almonds.
People referred to as almond tend to be longer-term farmers, so they've been farming it for multiple generations.
To find the answer, I thought I'd chat with a linguist. Every year, Penny Eckert travels from Stanford to a different city for her project Voices of California. Her team records conversations with people who spent their whole lives in a specific community. When she got to Merced, she noticed people said the word almond funny.
They were very adamant that it's pronounced almond, and that's something that everybody in Merced would talk about, whether they were an almond farmer or not.
After the study in Merced, she decided she'd ask every future interviewee about how they say the word. But when I asked her if she knew why people say almond versus almond, she couldn't give me a clear answer.
I don't really know where that pronunciation came from. We just know that up and down the valley, people are aware that there are two ways of pronouncing almond.
After many calls and interviews with farmers who shrugged their shoulders when I asked why they say almond or almond the way they do, I finally got a lead from a guy who studies almond breeding at UC Davis. Here's Tom Gradziel.
Short answer, growers that have been growing it a while tend to use almonds, maybe derived from the French. A lot of European countries don't have the L.
He says 100 years ago, there were around 150 varieties of almonds being tested in America. It started out with Spanish missionaries planting almonds on the Pacific coast. They call the nut almendra with an L.
It was an unequivocal disaster. They just weren't productive. It wasn't until the 1800s where you've just got a lot of these from European countries that are used to growing almonds, the French, the Portuguese, North Africa.
These immigrants use different names for the nut. Most are derived from the Latin use of the word amendola. In French, it's pronounced amande. In Portuguese, amendoa. Somewhere along the line, the use of almond stuck in Northern California, while the Spanish-inspired noun grew popular elsewhere.
We started out with this original term, and it was sort of evolved with local usage. That's true in the last 100 years in its production in California, but look at the last 4,000 years of almond production in Central Asia. You see all sorts of derivations by the terms.
But no matter whether you call the nut
almond
or
almond,
Merriam-Webster Dictionary says you're pronouncing the word correctly. Although, since I grew up south of that Merced-Modesto line, I'll stick with the more popular almond. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero in Fresno.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts, mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Ooh.